All right. Are you the type to hold a grudge? And I know everyone's going to say, no, not me, but there are people who hold grudges.
Older people out there,
okay,
for sure.
There are people who hold grudges. You can text us at 92925. Good morning. It is 7:06 right now. It's Vinny and Nikki and Sam. So Pete Davidson had to issue an apology on SNL this weekend. He apologized to a veteran named Dan Crenshaw, who he mocked last weekend because he lost his eye when he was fighting in war.
During his third tour.
He's a veteran. Yeah, exactly. So this was Pete's apology because it was a really dumb joke. He said he lost his, literally went, he lost his eye in war or whatever. Like, that's all he said. It was a ridiculous thing to say. He did cross the line. So this was Pete's apology.
I mean this from the bottom of my heart. It was a poor choice of words. The man is a war hero and he deserves all the respect in the world. And if any good came of this, maybe it was that for one day, the left and the right finally came together to agree on something. That I'm a
At least he stepped up. Big man.
And Dan actually really appreciated the apology.
There's a lot of lessons to learn here. Not just that the left and right can still agree on some things, but also this, Americans can forgive one another.
Oh, that was so cute.
And he was able to poke fun at him when his phone rang during the broadcast. It was Ariana Grande playing, who, as we know, is an ex of Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson's like, you can answer that? He's like, no, I'm going to let it ring. It's rude to answer when someone's talking to you.
So this amazing veteran, Dan Crenshaw, he could have very easily just decided he did not like Pete Davidson and would have no words with him. And he could have easily held a grudge and just discounted him as a crappy human being.
Written him off.
Yeah, but he didn't do that. He didn't hold a grudge. So are you guys the type of person to hold a grudge, or do you think that you'd be able to let something go that easily with an apology?
I swear to you, I've never held a grudge in my entire life.
Really?
I know you might think I'm lying, but it's just something that I don't do. I try my best to just forgive. I know it's tough sometimes, but trust me, you feel better for it. And life is too short to hold a grudge. In my opinion, I know people do hold grudges though, and it happens in families. It happens with best friends. It happens in relationships. It happens everywhere.
Just as quickly as I can hold a grudge, I can also forgive. If I'm disrespected in any way that I feel is blatant and offensive, I will hold a grudge. However, if you come to me and you apologize and you reconcile, I can let the grudge
go. Then you're all right with letting it go.
But I know parts of my family.
They cannot.
Yes, you see it. You
it goes
see it
on
happen.
For years and years.
Let's not forget, first of all, that holding a grudge doesn't necessarily mean you're not talking to that person, but it's something you're holding on to yourself, you know? So you could still be talking about it to other people. You could still be thinking about it, even if you're not necessarily discounting that person and throwing them out of your life completely. But truthfully, it's something that I had to learn how to do, to not be mad at people who I feel have wronged me. And I did learn how to do it. And the thing you have to think about is when we're holding a grudge, the root of it is we have decided how somebody else should be and what they should be doing and what they should have done in that situation. So for me, it was really a lesson about letting go of just, you don't necessarily know how they were feeling. You don't necessarily know what they were going through. You don't necessarily know what you would have done in that situation. And that has helped because, oh my gosh, in my teens, I could hold a grudge like you have no idea. Better than Donald.
I'm not talking.
Better than Donald Trump, I could hold a grudge. You have no clue.
Are we cool? Are we cool?
No. We're all cool guys.
Well, there was that one time. There was that one thing you said back in January. That's what often happens with grudges too. Is it's things get piled up. You know, so it's not necessarily what just happened in that situation, but they're things that you've been sort of holding on to for months and months. Okay, so let us know if you're the type to hold a grudge or not at 92925. And coming up, I've got really quick tips, an easy way to learn to let go of grudges.
Let go. All right, that's on the way. We're getting people texting in at 92925. There are people who have held grudges in our city.
I mean, there are people who hold grudges in our lives.
That's true. Sonia's on the phone. Have you ever held a grudge?
Yeah, I used to a lot. And I realized that the reason why it was just so odd. I just felt disrespected, and I just figured, you know what? I'm wasting way too much of my positive and good energy. And I would just let it go. And then I realized that if it was constant, then I would let go of that person. And I feel good.
And you feel good. Okay. You were able to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not easy.
No, it's not easy. I did it for one specific person and I miss her dearly, but I just couldn't handle every time something would happen and we would talk about it and I would still hold that grudge. And I said, well, you just got to get over it. And maybe this is not the right person for you. So I moved on. It's all about being good.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Have a great day, guys.
You
have
too.
A grudge-free day.
Bye.
It's so crazy. A while ago, I was reading about this study that they did, and they had people jump. They were just doing, like, you're literally in the gym, you're just jumping up and down. And first they had them think about something positive and measured how high they were able to jump. And then they said, think about somebody who you're mad at or you're holding a grudge toward, and they could not jump as high. So it, like, literally physically weighs you down.
It affects you.
When you hold a grudge, it's unbelievable. And whether or not, like I said, whether or not you are just holding it on inside or whether or not it's manifesting, like, in your life and you're actually really mad at this person and telling them all the time. There's actually an app to help you forgive. It's called the Forgive for Good. There's an app for everything.
Even for this.
Yes, this literally. Was developed by a doctor, and it's based on therapeutic tools used by therapists and psychologists in order to help you let go of a grudge. And specialists say that the number one thing when holding on to a grudge is not to decide that we know how the other person should have acted. That's where most of the discomfort comes from. And they also say that you should look for more than an apology. They said that, especially when it comes to your boss, apparently sorry doesn't matter as much because of our feelings toward superiors. So it doesn't mean that an apology isn't welcome, but it may not cure the resentment because it doesn't mean quite as much. And so they said the most effective apologies are when you look out for displays of empathy, them taking responsibility, offering to repair it in different ways, you know, and like basically changing action. So to look for those and take those into account when you're trying to let go of something too.
All right.
You know, it's another therapeutic way to get rid of a grudge. Delete them off social media. Just get rid of the problem entirely.
I mean, they basically erase some existence when you do that. Okay.